From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev today was formally sentenced to death for the 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded 264 others. Tsarnaev apologized in court to the victims and survivors of the attack, but some of the family members did not accept the apology.
A sincere apology would have been nice. A simple, believable apology would have been great. And there was nothing simple about what he said, and there was nothing sincere.
The death sentence had been recommended unanimously by a 12-person jury last month. President Barack Obama has ordered an extensive reform of U.S. policies concerning hostage takers. Mr. Obama pledged the government will use all instruments of national power to recover Americans held prisoner abroad by terrorists, but
I am reaffirming that the United States government will not make concessions, such as paying ransom, to terrorist groups holding American hostages.
The president said the government will no longer threaten to prosecute families who try to negotiate with kidnappers. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance will not be forced into a Cold War-style arms race with Russia. Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels Wednesday the alliance must upgrade its military capabilities in order to defend member states.
We are carefully addressing the implications of what Russia is doing, including its nuclear activities.
Stoltenberg spoke ahead of a meeting of NATO defense ministers in the Belgian capital. A Pretoria High Court judge Wednesday asked prosecutors to consider criminal charges over a government decision to let Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir leave the country in defiance of a court order. Mr. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on genocide charges. This is VOA News. France is sending a top intelligence official to Washington after leaked reports apparently show the United States spied on the country's last three leaders. Lisa Bryant reports.
Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has summoned the U.S. ambassador to France, Jane Hartley, to discuss revelations that were published by WikiLeaks and by two French news outlets. They claim to show that from 2006 to 2012, the U.S. National Security Agency wiretapped the conversations of French President François Hollande and his predecessors, Nicolas Sarkozy and Jacques Chirac. Mr. Hollande convened emergency meetings on Wednesday to discuss the allegations. He said in a statement that U.S. spying was unacceptable. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A Turkish citizen accused of organizing cyber attacks on financial institutions has been extradited to the United States. Ercin Fındıkoğlu was brought to before a federal magistrate in New York Wednesday to hear charges read against him. The cyber attacks netted about $55 million. The United States has criticized China for carrying out state-sponsored cyber attacks. The accusation comes as authorities in Washington continue to investigate a recent hack into federal employee data. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew made the comment Tuesday during the second day of high-level security and economic talks with Chinese officials. A new poll suggests the world largely supports both the U.S. defense shift toward Asia and the U.S.-led military campaign against the Islamic State. The U.S. overall ratings also remain mostly positive, according to the Pew Research Center poll. The poll looked at public opinion in 40 nations. A global median of 69% expressed a favorable opinion of the U.S. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, joint operations by the Congolese Army and the United Nations mission MONUSCO have weakened one of the most active rebel groups in the country, the FRPI. Nick Long has more.
The U.N. tried to persuade the FRPI to lay down its arms, but the negotiations broke down. That was when the UN and the Congolese army stepped up their operations against the rebels, MONUSCO chief Martin Kobler told media Wednesday. He says the fighting on June the 3rd started after the FRPI had left the negotiating table and after they were offered the option of surrendering their weapons and coming under the UN's protection. UN sources told VOA privately that the army and MONUSCO had jointly planned an attack on the FRPI if they refused to surrender and had surrounded part of their forces. Nick Long, Goma.
And in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.